So there's a minivet developed over the last number of years that was not really so common when I was a kid, but now it's very, very common that Jewish housewives bake their own challahs in honor of Shabbos, and they enjoy the homemade challahs throughout the course of Shabbos, or maybe you'll have one challah that's from the bakery, one challah that's home-baked. Either way, this idea of baking challahs has certainly become extremely popular in the Jewish community. So I just wanted to discuss the reason behind this phenomenon. So this is not a new thing that people came up with. Rather, this is a din that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. And I'll quote you the Lashon of the Ramah in Siman Resh Mem Beis. I think Resh Mem Beis only has one sif. So it's Siman Resh Mem Beis Sif Aleph. The Ramah writes, Nog in Lalush Kedesh Shir Challah B'Bayis, that the minig is to knead the amount of dough for the chiyuv of challah. I think the general minig Yisrael is that you only separate challah if you're baking a 5-pound bag of flour or more. Lasos mehem lechamim livtzo aleim b'Shabbos yantiv. In order to make bread that you can cut on Shabbos and yantiv. And the footnotes on the Ramah write that this is based on a Mordechai in the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, v'hu mikavod Shabbos v'yantif. And the reason for this is to give special kavod to Shabbos and yantif, v'ein l'shanos. And you should not change this minig. Meaning it's a very good thing to follow the minig to bake challah on Erev Shabbos and Erev yantif. And then he just as an aside, which is interesting, yesh shekosvu sheva miktas makamos nagu lechol mulyasa shekorin pashtida. There's a minig in certain places that they eat berekas or knishes or whatever you want to call them, that they filled doughs that have, you know, basically you have a dough on the top and dough on the bottom, and you have some meat inside, or you have something else inside, some potato or whatever it is. And why do we do this? This is in remembrance of the man, which was covered on both sides with a layer of tal. And in fact, as a side point, this is one of the reasons why we cover the challahs. Three main reasons why we cover the challahs. But one of the reasons is it's a zecher leman. Just as the challah, just as the man, which we're having lecha mishnah as a zecher to the man, we want to remember it, and it was covered on the top and the bottom. So too, we cover our challahs on the top and the bottom. And that's one nafkamina between the reasons why we do it. If you say it's Zeicher L'man, you want to cover it on top and the bottom. Whereas if you say it's just because of the order of the brachos, then you only really have to cover it on the top. Another nafkamina would be whether you cover it b'shas ha-bracha. That's something I'll deal with at a different time, perhaps. But going back to the original statement of the Ramah, so we have the comment that there is a very long-standing minhag to need the shir challah on Erev Shabbos, and I've actually been told that the term, the Jewish folklore, the fact that we call Shabbos bread challah, even though in reality it's just bread, it's not challah. Challah is a special mitzvah that we separate, and we're supposed to give it to the kohen. If his man is that, we don't give it to the kohen, but that's what challah is. Challah is not the Shabbos bread that we eat just because it's braided or whatever the reason is. But in the end of the day, why do we call it challah? Because the minhag Yisrael is to try to be mechayev ourselves in the mitzvah of afrashas challah. We love mitzvos, and we want to, whenever possible, bake enough that we can be mechayev ourselves in the shir afrashas challah. So we see that the Ramah says that there's an inyan of baking the shir challah on Erev Shabbos and doing the mitzvah of afrashas challah, and this is all part of Kavod HaShabbos. Now, the Bir Halacha over here, Dir Ramaslav Ahu Mechut Mikavod, writes, Avyesh Zeremez Bekasov, there is a hint to this in the Pasuk, when they're discussing in Parshas B'Shalach, when you have the man, and they say you're not going to be allowed to prepare anything on Shabbos itself, you have to do it from Erev Shabbos. It says, Eis Asher Tofu Eifu, you should bake whatever you're going to bake, and therefore, we want to be Mekayim, the simple Pashto Sakra, of baking whatever we're going to bake on Erev Shabbos. Mashma Diyesh Lefos, Erev Shabbos, Lahachim the Shabbos, Gambizman HaGemara, I'm sorry, Lahachim the Shabbos, right? That's what we just said. Gambizman HaGemara, Yemin HaKavua Lazeh, Kamosha Hevi HaMagin Avram. And this was a minig that dates all the way back to the times of the Gemara, at least. So this is a very chashuv minhag to bake your own challahs. Now the Mishnah Berurah waxes poetic a little bit and about our current situation. It says, "Ubavonaseinu harabim, because of our many sins, hayom ischilo ezenashim lahashbis haminagahu. Some women have gotten rid of this minhag. The lokchim in a ofe, and they buy from the baker. The lav shaper avdei demaktinim bazeh kavod Shabbos. And it's not a good thing that they're doing because they are lessening the kavod of Shabbos. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is very opposed to going to a bakery and buying your challah as opposed to baking it yourself, because you're basically kicking the minhag to the curb and not being mechayev the Shabbos as much. So this is questionable, because we know that although, as I mentioned, that the minhag of baking challahs is making a very serious comeback, at the end of the day, there are thousands and thousands of loaves of challah being sold in kosher bakeries and supermarkets, etc., all over the place. So is this really a bad thing? So in the Shas and Shivas Or Letzion, he writes that this is not, he says you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch in context, in Mishnah Berurah in context. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, when they talk about the minhag to get bread in general, they were talking about you would go to a communal bakery, or you go to it which was selling to both Jews and non-Jews. And this was just regular bread. They were just mixed flour and water. That's why it didn't need hashgacha or anything like that. You could even buy bread from the guy. When we talk about paspalter, which we'll mention in a second, there is no isser of to eat the bread of a non-Jew, assuming it's not going to be kosher, because every bread was kosher. It was just flour and water. Very poshut stuff. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about when he talks about going to a baker to get your challah, to get your bread for Shabbos, because that bread was not certainly not baked in honor of Shabbos, and it wasn't all that good. It was just very poshut bread. So he wanted to suggest that this Bir Halacha does not apply to us, where we go to the kosher bakery, which was baked by a Jewish baker who has Yerushamayim, and he keeps the halachos of Afrashas Challah, and he knows that this bread is specially made L'Kavod Shabbos, and he makes it as tasty as possible. This is just as much Kavod Shabbos, as we'll say. It's not just as much, but it's certainly being the Kayim B'din of Kavod Shabbos, and this is not what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, that you're kicking the minhag to the side. You're still being the Kayim, the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, by getting special challah in honor of Shabbos, which had the mitzvahs done to it, just you didn't do those mitzvahs yourself. Now, it's important to keep in mind that the sugya of mitzvah bo yosef bishlucho at the beginning of second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, Dafka brings examples of kavod Shabbos. Right, the Rosh Weiss has a tremendous chiddush where he wants to say that mitzvah bo yosef bishlucho is extremely limited in scope, and that really only applies to the exact types of cases that are mentioned in the Gemara Kiddushin. But those things are specifically talking about preparing for Shabbos oneself. So you could argue going to the bakery, schlepping out there, is certainly preparing for Shabbos oneself, especially if your wife has a full-time job and she's not home Erev Shabbos. There's no way she's going to be able to have the time to bake it. So the maximum amount of effort that you could expend, is to actually go to the store and buy the challahs on Erev Shabbos. So that would certainly be Kavod Shabbos, and they could even say the Yemekayim Mitzvah Yosef Bishlucha. Okay, that's the Shita of the Or Letzion. I actually saw recently in the Dershu footnotes that he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, who says it depends which one you like better. If you enjoy the taste of the challah from the bakery better, then you should buy challah from the bakery. There's no reason to slave, in the kitchen baking challah if you're not going to enjoy it as much. I think most people enjoy the homemade challahs better, But if you enjoy bakery challah and you think that that's your kavod shabbos, and it's certainly better than any bread you're going to be eating the whole week, so you are being mekayim a little bit of kavod shabbos in that way. That is the simple understanding of what's going on in the Bir Halacha. However, there are additional issues that come up over here. For example, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav points out, why are we so careful to want to be mafrish challah? So obviously we like mitzvot, so we want to be mechayev ourselves in mitzvot as much as possible. However, there is a special inyan to be mafrish challah on Erev Shabbos. So what's the reason of this? So Mishnah Berurah quotes a medrash that it's part of the tikkun of Chava, that she wants to fix the avera that she sort of tricked Adam Arishon into doing, which is that Adam Arishon is referred to in the medrash as chalaso shel olam, and both he and his wife were created on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, so we want women to be masaking their chelik of the chait, which is that she caused Adam Rishon to sin, and he was the chalasa shalom. And by doing the mitzvah of afreshes challah, it's somehow a tikkun for this aver. So that obviously you can't do if you are not baking your own challah. You could certainly, eat the challah that the baker separated challah on, which is very nice. But in the end of the day, it's not as good as separating it yourself. in addition to the concept of mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho, there is this, I don't know if you want to call it midrashic concept, kabbalistic concept of being misakin for the chait of Adam HaRishon. And just derech agav, there's also another thing that women do on Erev Shabbos, to be misakin for the chait of Adam HaRishon and Chava, which is they light the Shabbos candles. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two reasons why the women dafka light Shabbos candles. So one of them is found already in the Rishonim. It says that women have priority when it comes to three mitzvahs: nida, challah, and hadlakas haner. So all three of those, I believe, are related in some way to the sin of Adam and Chava. And hadlakas haner is so the simple reason given by the Rishonim is that women are mitzuyas b'bayis, and therefore they get priority. The house is their domain, and therefore they have the right. If the husband wants to light Shabbos candles and the wife wants to light Shabbos candles, the wife gets priority because it is her domain. However, Mishnah Berurah quotes from, again, more midrashic, kabbalistic sources, which say that it's also a tikkun for the chait of Chava, because Adam HaRishon was not only known as Chalas Shel Olam, he was also known as Oro Shel Olam. And she was helpful in being Mechabe. She played a role in extinguishing the Oro Shel Olam, which is Adam HaRishon. Therefore, she should relight the light of the world, which is nowadays the light of the world, is the Shabbos candles. And she is able to sort of light the world with this special mitzvah. Okay, but in the end of the day, you see that there are additional reasons to keep the minhag of baking your own challahs going as you know, if it's at all possible. Just one last point: the Mishnah Berurah also points out b'shem the achronim that even those people who are not makbid on Pas Yisrael, they eat Pas Palter on weekdays, on Shabbos and Yantif, it is proper to be makbid specifically to eat Pas Yisrael, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos v'Yantif. And that's, he says, obviously, if you're in a difficult situation, that you don't have a choice, you can eat Pas Palter, but you definitely should try to be makbid on Pas Yisrael. I find like this is very easy to do at the Shabbos meals, where we all eat special challah, the Kavod Shabbos. Not as easy to do the rest of Shabbos, when we're eating lots of pretzels and we're eating lots of cakes from, you know, that are mass-produced in bakeries. I don't know, you could ask your local Rav whether or not you were Makayim the Minig of the Achronim Dafka with the eating the challah, or should you try to refrain throughout the entirety of Shabbos? Sounds to Mishnah Berurah that you should try to refrain from the entirety of Shabbos from eating Pas Palter, but, you know, that's generally not speaking, not the Minig Yisrael.